Okay, continuing getting ready for Yom Noram with Rav Chaim Kanievsky Zatzal on his first Yom Noram in Lamala in Shemaim. All this tough Torah comes from Rav Chaim Kanievsky on the Yom Noram, compiled by Rav Avram Yishaya Steinman, the grandson of Rav Chaim Kanievsky and Rav Steinman. I learned Shemaim Tzchus Rafur Shem for Eset Til Vas Aretz Yipor Vesoshu Chzal Zah also Leonishmas, my great-grandfather is Yertzer, was today Yedidya ben Rav David. Rav Chaim says in the first part, he starts saying the David, so let's say a Torah from Rav Chaim on the David. Acha sha'altim yes Hashem o salakish, shifti v'vis Hashem koi mechai. One thing David Amalek asks in chapter 27, Chavzayin, that I shall seek, that I should dwell in the house of Hashem. And says Rav Chaim, if you noticed, I never noticed until Rav Chaim brought it up. Acha sha'alti, one thing that I asked, is past tense, Lashon Avar, and o sa'avakish, I shall seek Lashon Asid. Why is the pasuk switching from past to future tense? What's going on over here? Says Rav Chaim, moreover, what does the pasuk add about the words that I shall seek that has not already been said with I have asked? Sha'alti is avakesh. So says Rav Chaim is two questions. One, why are you switching from future to past? From past to future. Sha'alti past to avakesh, future. And number two, isn't sha'alti avakesh really mean the same thing? Says Rav Chaim, no. Let's answer the first thing. Says Rav Chaim, that really, David HaMelech is not mentioning a one-time request. He's saying that his request accompanied him his entire life. That in the past, it was one thing that I asked. That I asked to be close to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That I want to feel you in my life. And says Rav Chaim, David HaMelech was saying, even now and for the future, the same request remains that I shall seek. His desires never changed. And throughout his life, he longed for the same thing, to be close. Kol Yimei Chayim, Shiv Deveis Hashem. And it says over here that the Malbim said unto him on this chapter, tells us a very similar idea. But says Rav Chaim, such a beautiful idea. Sha'alti is Lashon Avar. Avakish is Lashon of the past. Says Rav Chaim, because to show you that David HaMelech, he used his past, but he didn't just rely on it. His focus and his determination was on his past, and it always stayed that. Hashem stayed on his past. Hashem's was on his focus for his present and for his future. As to why Sha'alti and Avakish, he says very simply, says Rav Chaim. The pasuk uses two different words because they mean two different things. A she'ela, sha'alti, is an ordinary request. For example, when someone asks to borrow, to lend something, right? She'ela, I want to borrow. A she'ula means to borrow, to lend them something. A bakasha, osa avakesh, that's a more earnest request. When a person asks for something he does not deserve, David HaMelech was asking for both. He was asking for a sha'alti, something for borrowed, but also for something an ordinary request, but also avakesh, shifti b'beis Hashem, that I don't deserve to feel you in my life. But says David HaMelech, says Rav Chaim, I don't deserve it, but it's coming, I'm really meaning it, I really want to be close to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What an incredible from Rav Chaim on why the switch from the past to the present and the different words of sha'alti and avakesh. Moving on to the next four ideas from Rav Chaim. So the next few are going to, I think, for some of them, they're going to be how to get ready. Says Rav Chaim, everyone always comes to ask him, how do you get rid of Yom Noram? And Rav Chaim has a few things. He says that one of the most important things is to strengthen and preparation for Yom Noram is the attribute of Vitor, to be able to give in whenever it's possible. And he quotes the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Zayin, Rava Omar, Omar Rava, Kol Mavya Amidoisav Mavir Lo Kol Pshav. Anyone who forgives others, who's over his own midos, Chodesh Baruch Hu will make sure to be able to forgive him for his sin. Shneimer nosei oven over al pesha. Lemisha nosei oven, lemisha over al pesha. Who gets forgiven? The ones who forgive others. Says Rav Chaim, it's so hard. But at the end of the day, if you want to know how to get a good judgment on Rosh Hashanah, one who forgoes his due measure, you don't insist on your kavod, and you get and you forgive for the others, then you'll be zochah to have a Kodesh Baruch Hu forgiving you as well. When you go, and at the end of the day, you might be right. And you might be on the right side. And you might not be on the wrong side, but you give in. And you still give in, that's going above and beyond. That's what Kodesh Baruch Hu says. I want to be able to help you. Another thing Rav Chaim says, a person complained to Rav Chaim that his neighbor was constantly bothering him. Rav Chaim have any advice to him? Says Rav Chaim, change your own attitude. Ignore the annoying behavior and don't think about it. Eventually it will stop. And Rav Chaim explained the pasuk says in Kohelet, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Gam l'chol ha'dvarim asher yidaber al titin libecha, pay no attention to all the words that men speak, so you will not hear your slave curse you. What says Rav Chaim? What's the connection of the first half of the pasuk to the second half? How does not paying attention to the words of others prevent your slave from cursing you? What does it have to do with each other? Says Rav Chaim. The answer is that when a slave curses his master in his presence, his point is not the curse. His point is that the master hears him. The slave wants the master to hear what his slave thinks about him. He wants to anger his master and rile him up. But if the slave sees that the master ignores harsh words that are said about him, he will realize there's no point in cursing this matter. Says Rav Chaim, you want to get rid of Yom and Noram? Don't pay attention to people that bother you. Yes, you have to be honest, but if your honesty is not getting anywhere, and if you wrote a nice thing and that person's still annoying you, says Rav Chaim, ignore them and the behavior because they're just looking for attention. They're just looking for attention. Next thing Rav Chaim says, number four, how to get ready for Yontif. It starts and ends in the Beis Midrash. People continue to come to Rav Chaim and says, what do you have to do to get ready for the Yom Noram? He says, Hashivenu Avinu L'Sorasecha. The best commitment is to sit and learn and shteig, and everything is included in that commitment. And this is exactly what Rav Steinman would tell us, and the Chazon Ish, specifically when it comes to Torah Shebaal Peh. And then it's quoted on and then Sefer as well. When it comes to learning, Rav Chaim, everybody knows, makes a siyum on Shas every Erev Pesach. But what people don't know, and something I just learned in this Sefer today, or a few days ago, is that Rav Chaim, when's the halfway mark? The halfway mark is Erev Rosh Hashanah. Rav Chaim has a yearly schedule in which he studies Talmud Bavli, Talmud Shami, as well as many everything else in Chazal, Midrashim, Zohar, everything, Halacha. Every Erev Pesach, Rosh Hashanah is the midpoint in the schedule. And on Erev Rosh Hashanah, Rav Chaim finishes Maseches Kiddushin and makes a siyum on half of Shas. Who knew that? I didn't know that. Rav Chaim makes a siyum on Erev Rosh Hashanah, on Maseches Kiddushin, which marks the halfway point from Pesach. And he eats in the Sudas Mitzvah, and that exempts him from some people bringing the fast brought down from the Torah and Or HaChaim and Simon Tuf Pei Aleph, that one should fast on Erev Rosh Hashanah. Rav Chaim, in order himself to get himself out of the fast, he makes a siyum on half a Shas. Says Rav Chaim, you want to know the best way to get ready for Yom Rosh Hashanah is well to make sure to get ready for Yom Tov. This siyum is brought down. This siyum on Maseches Kiddushin Erev Rosh Hashanah and Rav Chaim siyum on Erev Pesach were the happiest moments of Rebbe Zinkanievsky, was the happiest moments of her year. She would look at him with great emotion and pride as Rav Chaim made both siyumim. Everybody knows about the siyum Erev Pesach. Who has the video? I would love anyone who has the video of Rav Chaim making a siyum Maseches Kiddushin Erev Rosh Hashanah. I would love to see that. My email is arimirzov@gmail.com. So we did one idea about the David, why it's different from past to present, and the difference between She'ela and Vakasha. Then we did three things that Rav Chaim told us about forgiving others when people annoy you, and getting ready for Torah, and getting ready to be able to, for Rosh Hashanah by Dafka, by learning Torah. Finally, fifth and final idea, we're going to quote the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah tells us, in Hilchos Lulav, about the importance of making sure to do things b'simcha. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Hilchos Lulav, Simen Tov Reish Samach Tes, that the Arizal was quoted to say, Sha'amayla ha'yona she'hisig bal, alo aydei sha'ayim sameach, b'chol oiz b'simcha sh'amitzvah. He says, you want to know, the Ariza said that because he was able to reach great heights is because he was so careful making sure to be always with simcha while doing mitzvahs. Gam al agra, kosu shai merakelev nea sevator b'chol kocho. It's also brought down by the Gra. The Gra would also make sure to dance very, very strongly when it comes in front of the Sefer Torah. It's brought down over here in Hichas Lulav by Simchas Torah. Says Rav Chaim, why did he bring this over here? Because at the end of the day, we know the Rosh Hashanah is not a day just of Yira, it's a day, it has to be Vigila Barada, it's got to have both. They have to have the trepidation, they also have to have the Simcha. And Rav Chaim discussed the importance of striving to attain Simcha San Vos Hashem, quotes this in Mishnah Berurah, quotes the Arizal, and he says, what's the problem with doing a mitzvah without joy? Rav Chaim gives a beautiful mashal. When a person hosts a respected guest, whose company he enjoys, he serves the guest tasty meals, he gives them beautiful delicacies, gives them his best meats. When a guest is a burden, though the host still serves him, he gives them bland and tasteless meals. But when a person does a mitzvah joylessly, without flavor, without pleasure, it's clear that the mitzvah is not important to him. When a person does a mitzvah with simcha, it's showing to you that the person and the mitzvah is important. When you do it with joy, you're not just trying to get it done like Rav Soloveitchik said, people don't want to daven. People want to have davened. I have to bench. I have to daven mincha. I want to daven. I want to bench. Says Rav Chaim, you want to know the difference between someone who does a mitzvah with joy, or if you're counting up the pages, like so many of us, I sometimes try not to. You count the pages and then you split it in half because the art school in English. Come on, let's all be honest, right? The difference between that is by doing mitzvah with simcha or doing mitzvah without simcha. Mitzvah doing with something that you appreciate and you look forward to, or you're saying, oh, another Rosh Hashanah, another, gevaldik Rosh Hashanah, gevaldik Yom Kippur. So we talk about Hashem. Rav Chaim is in the Yeshiva Shamala. be able to learn his Torah, to learn his Torah about David, the difference between She'ela and Bakasha, the past tense and present tense, that David Melch's his focus never changed, and his focus never changed, and specifically on ordinary requests and things he didn't deserve. That's what the She'ela and Bakasha, things that he did deserve. Milton, take these three things that Rav Chaim told us about the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, about forgiving others even when they don't deserve it, but for making sure to forgive them. When people annoy you, to not pay attention to them, it'll go away based on the Kohapasik and Kohelis and Zayin Chavtes. To maybe get ready for Tam HaToy, like Rav Chaim said, and specifically Erev Rosh Hashanah, when you make the Siyam on Erev and half of Shas, and specifically on the Sefes Kiddushin, it was the Rebbetzin's two happiest days of the year, Erev Rosh Hashanah, of Pesach. And finally, the fifth and final day, Rav Chaim tells us from the Arizal, from the Grah, the importance of doing mitzvahs with simcha, with joy, and with happiness, which we zoche to make Rav Chaim proud. And Bez Hashem, to have a year of Ksivas Tum Tova, good Ben Shir for us, and our families, Bez Hashem Shkoch.